Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anubha Rohatgi with the news at 9. The headlines. Voting underway in Lok Sabha on Women's Reservation Bill. Home Minister Amit Shah says women-led development to begin with passage of Women's Reservation Bill. External Affairs Ministry issues travel advisory for Indian nationals and students to exercise caution against hate crimes in Canada. At least 10 persons killed in road accident in Jorhat district of Assam. Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces agree on Russian brokered ceasefire deal in Nagorno-Karabakh. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Indian men's volleyball team beat South Korea in a thrilling game. Clause-by-clause voting is underway in the Lok Sabha on the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill, seeking to provide reservation on one-third of the total number of seats in Lok Sabha and state assemblies for women. The bill is called Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The bill was introduced yesterday on the first day of proceedings of Lok Sabha in the new Parliament building. When the bill was placed before the House for a division of vote, 454 MPs voted in favour of the bill, while 2 MPs were against it. Earlier speaking on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said women-led development will start with the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill. He said this bill will ensure women's participation in policy-making. He said since the formation of this government, security, dignity and participation of women have been its focus. He said 3 crore women have benefited under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana.
Mahila purush se bhi zyada sasakt hai, mahila purush se bhi zyada. Magar samaj vyavastha aisi bani hai jiske andar is arakshan se ab decision making mein, policy making ke andar mahilaon ki bhagidari sunishchit kar di jayegi, is samman karne ke liye is arakshan.
Moving the bill, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said it is a step towards women empowerment and it will enhance their dignity by ensuring equality of opportunities. Initiating the discussion, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi said her party supports this legislation.
Congress party is bill ka samarthan karti hai. Hame is bill ke paas hone se khushi hai. Bharatiya Rashtriya Congress ki maang ki ye bill foreign amal mein laye jaye, lekin iske saath hi caste census karakar, schedule caste, schedule tribe, OBCs ki mahilaon ke arakshan ki vyavastha ki jaye.
Another party MP, Rahul Gandhi, said the Women's Reservation Bill is a big step and everyone in the House agrees that this is a very important step for the women of the country. Kanimozi Karunanidhi of DMK also supported the bill. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of SAD raised the issue of delayed census, saying that it is not clear when the Women's Reservation Bill will be actually implemented. Union Minister and Apna Dal MP Anupriya Patel said this bill is an important step to increase women's representation in Lok Sabha and state assemblies.
भारत दुनिया का सबसे ज्यादा आबादी वाला देश है और 142 करोड़ की आबादी में 70 करोड़ की आबादी महिलाओं की है. सरकार के तमाम आर्थिक सर्वेक्षण भी बताते हैं कि हमारे राज्य की विधानसभाओं से लेकर हमारे देश की लोकसभा में, देश की संसद में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बहुत कम है और इसलिए महिला आरक्षण विधेयक समय की जरूरत है.
Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani said earlier the Congress had proposed a women's quota for not more than 15 years.
सरकार के इस फैसले को स्वीकार करते हुए नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम को समर्थन देती है. राष्ट्र की महिलाओं के संवैधानिक सशक्तिकरण में अगर विपक्ष रोड़ा ना बने तो हम कृतज्ञ होंगे.
The Rajya Sabha today unanimously adopted the resolution congratulating the scientists on the success of Chandrayaan 3. It was adopted at the conclusion of the discussion on India's glorious space journey, marked by the successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3. Reading the resolution, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar said that this house recognizes and appreciates the scientists, including the women scientists, for achieving this arduous feat with the successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 near the unconquered South Pole of the Moon. Earlier when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said India is only the fourth country in history which has soft-landed a spacecraft on the moon.
From the inception of our space program, we have consistently pushed the boundaries of space exploration and our achievements in this domain. These have catapulted the nation onto the global center stage.
Initiating the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House, Piyush Goyal, said India showcased its cost-effectiveness in the space sector in comparison to other nations. Participating in the discussion, Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh said the Indian space program is the only program focusing on developmental aspects like the use of space for weather forecasting, communication and rural development. Union Minister of Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said the budgetary allocation was increased to around 13,000 crore in the current fiscal.
If you see the space budget alone, there is a 142% increase in the last 9 years. The budget of Department of Space in 2013-14 was 5,168 crore and 96 lakh. The budget in 2023-24 for Department of Space is 12 crore 5,043 crore 91 lakh, nearly 13,000 crore, almost three times increase.
Participating in the discussion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said ISRO has contributed immensely to the space sector. The government today issued an advisory for Indian nationals and Indian students in view of growing anti-India activities and politically condoned hate crimes and criminal violence in Canada. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said all Indian nationals in Canada and those contemplating travel to the country are urged to exercise utmost caution. It said recently, threats have particularly targeted Indian diplomats and sections of the Indian community who oppose the anti-India agenda. The ministry advised Indian nationals to avoid travelling to regions and potential venues in Canada that have seen such incidents. The MEA said that given the deteriorating security environment in Canada, Indian students in particular are advised to exercise extreme caution and remain vigilant. Advising further, it said Indian nationals and students in Canada must also register with the High Commission of India in Ottawa or the Consulates General of India in Toronto and Vancouver through their websites or the Madad portal madad.gov.in. The government has said that nearly 20 lakh new workers were enrolled under the Employees State Insurance ESI scheme in July this year, and benefits of the scheme have been extended to 52 transgender employees. The Ministry of Labour and Employment said that around 48% of the workers are up to the age of 25 years among the newly enrolled workers. The ministry said that data reveals that more jobs have been generated for the youth. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Assam, at least 10 persons died in a fatal road accident in Jorhat district today. The tragic incident took place in the Mariani area after a vehicle collided with a truck, following which both the vehicles plunged into a 200-foot deep gorge. Police reached the spot and immediately initiated a rescue operation. Meanwhile, the truck driver and his associate were rescued in critical condition and shifted to hospital. Kenyan avocado was launched in the Indian market today in an event jointly organized by the Kenya High Commission and ASSOCHAM in New Delhi. Avocados are nutrient-dense and a good source of monosaturated acids. On the occasion, Deputy Secretary of the East and Southern Africa Division under the External Affairs Ministry, Swadha Rizvi, said that avocado is not just to be seen as a product, but as a cultural gateway between both nations. She said that the Indian government is confident that avocado market access will help both countries to strengthen trade relations. The ruling BJP MLAs of Manipur met Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today at New Delhi and apprised him of the ground situation in the violence-hit state. The MLAs requested Mr. Singh to complete fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border in Manipur area and take up stronger measures to stop infiltration from the neighbouring country. They also urged Raksha Mantri to initiate measures to stop poppy plantations in the state. Armenian forces today agreed to a Russian proposal for a ceasefire and complete surrender as demanded by Azerbaijan. The move came after Azerbaijan's army launched an offensive operation in Nagorno-Karabakh to take control of the autonomous region. According to Karabakh officials, at least 32 people have been killed and another 200 injured during anti-terror operations launched by Azerbaijan's army. In a statement, the Azerbaijani Defense Ministry said its forces have taken control of more than 90 combat strategically important positions in Nagorno-Karabakh. Earlier, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said it is important for the ceasefire to hold. He said it will be ensured by Russian peacekeepers stationed in the country. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia was in contact with all sides of the conflict. Putin also said that Russian peacekeepers would do everything to protect civilians. News just in, Lok Sabha has given its nod to the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill seeking to provide one-third reservation of the total number of seats in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies for women. The bill was introduced yesterday on the first day of the proceedings of the Lok Sabha in the new Parliament building. The bill was passed after a division of the vote in which 454 MPs voted in favour while 2 MPs were against it. Key domestic share indices ended lower for the second consecutive session as the BSE Sensex slumped nearly 800 points and the NSE Nifty defended the 19,900 mark. A report from the business desk.
Sensex was down 796 points at 66,800 and Nifty was down 231 points at 19,901. In the forex market, rupee today closed at 83.07 rupees against the US dollar. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $93.50 per barrel. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In Hangzhou Asian Games, the Indian men's volleyball team stunned a higher-ranked South Korea 3-2 in a five-set thriller in Zhejiang, China today. In a neck-to-neck contest, India recorded a 25-27, 29-27, 25-22, 20-25, 17-15 victory over Korea, which is a three-time Asian Games gold medalist and last edition's silver medalist. India is ranked 73rd, while Korea is ranked 27th in the world. Yesterday, in its opening match, India outclassed Cambodia 3-0. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today released the official anthem for the Men's Cricket World Cup beginning on the 5th of the next month. The theme of the anthem is Dil Jashnabole and it features Bollywood superstar Ranveer Singh and other popular social media influencers. The ICC posted on its social media handle X, official anthem arriving now on platform 2023, board the One Day Express and join the greatest cricket jashan ever. The music for the anthem has been composed by Preetam and the singers are Preetam, Naksh Aziz, Shri Rama Chandra, Amit Mishra, Janita Gandhi, Akasa and Charan. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Anoop Chandrapandey and Arun Goyal, today launched a comic, Chacha Chaudhary or Chunavi Dangal. It is a joint initiative of the Election Commission of India, ECI, and Pran Comics to spread awareness and motivate young voters. In a social media post, the ECI announced that 30,000 copies would be distributed free and lakhs of children would be able to view them digitally. Popular cartoon characters Chacha Chaudhary, Sabu, Raka, Dhamaka Singh and Billu are featured in the comic book. It contains 10 episodic stories and a quiz covering a wide range of topics on voter awareness. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes Women's Reservation Bill, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, to reserve one-third seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. Home Minister Amit Shah says women-led development to begin with the passage of Women's Reservation Bill. External Affairs Ministry issues travel advisory for Indian nationals and students to exercise caution against hate crimes in Canada. At least 10 persons killed in road accident in Jorhat district of Assam. Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces agree on Russian brokered ceasefire deal in Nagorno-Karabakh. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Indian men's volleyball team beat South Korea in a thrilling game. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.